You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Your government saver, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when to turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Is my favorite season. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and we are celebrating. Happy fall, y'all. And to help us celebrate, we have a dance party by DJ D-Mac. And if you're interested in booking him or finding out more about his great mixes, DJ D-Mac, that's DJ D-M-A-C dot pro. P-R-O, djdmac.pro, and you can book him at 330-301-0600. That's his phone number, 330-301-0600. If you'd like to book him, find out more about his mixes, he's on YouTube, DJ D-Mac. DJ D-Mac Pro. So we'll spend the first part of the show dancing and enjoying his great mix for us. And then the second part of the show, I'll inspire us with some good words. Happy fall, y'all.
For the Lord our God is great.
For the Lord.
Let's do it! saying over there. Here we go.
Did you know that
yeah. I'm ready to pop. Let's pop.
Came along and brought the rhythm of life. horn, get yourself a whistle and blow. Shake the tambourine and blow. Any kind of whistle, let's go. Suck it till you miss it and blow.
Thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute! They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Wes. I'm Tia. And I'm Heather. And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs supposed to hear it. So who hear the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Go.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds, can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Meet America's adults over 65. 70% of them have high blood pressure, and nearly 50% of those don't have it under control. Even with Medicare Part D coverage, about 5 million adults aren't taking their blood pressure medicines as directed. So why does that matter? Because high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, and death in the United States. Along with healthy food choices and regular physical activity, blood pressure medicines reduce those risks, but only if prescriptions are filled in the first place. And 1 in 4 adults with Medicare Part D skip doses or stop taking their medicines altogether. Some are reluctant to treat a problem that often doesn't have symptoms. Others get confused over when to take which pills, or worry about cost or unwanted side effects. The thing is, heart disease, stroke, and kidney disease don't care about those factors. But you can take action. Ask questions about how to correctly take your medicine and why you need it. Keep track of your blood pressure between medical appointments with a home monitor. Coordinate pill refills for fewer trips to the pharmacy. And reduce confusion by using weekly pill boxes and tracking apps. It's easy to download free tip sheets and tools to help you or your loved ones take their blood pressure medicines on time and in the right amount. To learn more, visit millionhearts.hhs.gov.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something, serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and nFamily Fire.
Yeah, oh Lord.
believer. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back once the world forgave you.
Hey, y'all. How you been doing? I love you and Creator does too. You know, I get lost a lot. I mean, not on purpose or anything, but now that I think about it, I get lost quite a bit. And I think maybe there's reasons for that. I think maybe one reason is that it's a time for Creator to teach me something. It's also a time for Creator to have me all to himself, right? I'm supposed to be so many places all the time, doing so many wonderful things, that in those moments, I'm sort of all alone with God. I think the other reason I might get lost a lot is because it is a reminder to me to be completely dependent on the Creator, to trust Creator. And even when I think I have it all together, when you're lost, there's sort of a helplessness, right? That you have to trust Creator to help you out, help you get found. But one time I was lost, and I'm usually only lost in really big cities. You know, like I travel all the time, and sometimes these big cities have such fast traffic and so many turns and twists and all of these things. And so it's usually only in urban areas, which I'm not all that fond of, you know. I love urban areas and I love urban people, but driving in them is a challenge for me. So one of the times I was lost, notice how I say one of them, right? one of the times I was lost, what I learned was this. I was driving and I was having a great time and I was heading to perform at a venue and I was excited to go and I wanted to be there and I was just, you know, but I've gotten to the point in my life that if I drive myself in an urban area, I even allow time to be lost. I actually, and I'm not talking about Indian time either. I'm talking about I actually allow myself an opportunity, like an extra few minutes, just in case I get lost. Okay, so I was even with the extra time, I was still kind of pushing it because I had to get dressed and get my hair fixed and all those things and prepare to sing and to share with these beautiful people. So I'm driving and I'm really getting nervous a little bit. And I pull over and I pray and I look at the directions and I realize something. The road I'm on has two parts. It has an east part and it has a west part. And I am on the right road, but I'm going in the wrong direction. Oh, snap. That'll preach. That'll preach right there. It will. It will. Because I was on the right road, but I was going in the wrong direction. Well, what do you do when you're going in the wrong direction? You know, you stop and you turn around. People make a really big deal out of this in life. They say that repentance has to be this big dramatic thing and much tears and lots of drama to go with it, when really all it has to do is to be truly sorry for the path that you're on that's the wrong direction and to stop what you're doing and turn around and go a different way. So I turned around and I went a different way. And guess what? I got where I was going. Now, how about you? See, I think you can be on the right path and going in the right direction. I was never not on the right street. I was just going the wrong way. And so I thought I was lost, but it wasn't all that hard to get found once I started heading in the right direction. I think some of us have to take inventory every so often about our gifts and our talents. I believe God gives gifts, and the gifts of God are without reproach. That's why sometimes you'll be listening to an awards ceremony, right? And someone will get up, and they have literally made a song about drinking and smoking and drugs and twerking, and they will say, "I'd like to thank God." And you think, what? What? What does God have to do with that mess? But you know what? They're right. God gave them a gift. God gives gifts. He gives talents. I mean, I think about my daddy. He came up using an outhouse. And yet God gave me a pretty face and a pretty voice. And I'm a Harvard graduate with a Jaguar. Not because I deserve it. Not because I earned it or was better than anybody else. It's because God gave me gifts and talents. And people helped me to use them wisely and well to move forward in life. So, what about gifts and talents? Well, you can have a gift and be on the absolutely right path, but going in the wrong direction with that gift. A gift will make room for you. It'll bring you before great people. It'll open doors for you, and it'll give you opportunities. I can't tell you how many programs in life I wasn't supposed to be on until somebody heard me sing, and then they made room for me. There's places I go now, and I'm going to go sit at the back and listen to the speaker. And somebody will say, "Oh, I see Dr. Don over there. Or some bird. Come up here and sing us one." And suddenly, there I am. Your gifts will make room for you. You have gifts because everybody does, because there's no respect of persons with the Creator. So everyone has gifts, wonderful talents, wonderful abilities. Okay. But if you're going down a path, we have to make sure that we're taking those gifts in the right direction. Very important. So that time I was lost, that time, I'll probably come back shortly and tell you about another time I was lost. But that particular time that I was lost, that one, here's what I learned. I learned that it's really important to be on the right path. Got to start with that. So if you've got a gift, I strongly encourage you to use it wisely. Improve your gift. If you can sing, practice your singing. Get good at singing. If you can do something artistic, practice it. Take lessons. Develop it. Develop that gift. Increase that gift. Use that gift. Be a good steward of your gifts and talents. Choose where you use your gift. You know, years ago, I realized something. I could sing any place I want, and I could probably sing any kind of music I wanted to. And that's because God gives us free will, but He also gives gifts. And just like Christmas Day, that's your gift. If I walked up to you and I said, "Here's $50 because I love you, and I just love you, and I want to give you $50. You know what? You could use that $50. You could drink it up. You could take it to the casino and gamble it, fritter it away. You could throw it in the bushes. Or you could buy some educational materials. Or you could buy food for your family. Or you could buy something that you need. But it really wouldn't be up to me, because I gave you a gift. I put the $50 in your hand and I said, I love you, 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 I love you. Enjoy." Well, how do we use our gifts? Because the gift is the path that we're on, right? Remember the street? I was on the right street, but I was going where? In the wrong direction. What direction are you going in with your gifts? We have to be good stewards of our gifts. You know, right place, right time, right audience, right use. Those things are very precious. But there's one other thing I learned while being lost. And you know what? I'm making it sound like I was lost for years and eons, right? I was just lost eternally. And I wasn't really lost all that long. But I was pretty panicked while I was lost. I was pretty worried while I was lost. Oh, yeah. And you know what? The battery in my phone. You know, y'all know how I am with phones. Lord Jesus, take the wheel. I have phone drama just... like, you know, it's just part of my life. And so my phone wasn't working and charging right. And I was like, no, the battery's on 11% and I'm lost and I don't know what to do. And I was on the right street the entire time. All I had to do was what? Turn around. Which brings me to the other lesson I learned while I was lost. Why is it really important that you go in the right direction? What does it matter? I mean, I've had people say that to me. I've had people say, what does it matter what I do? Okay, here's what matters, and here's what I learned when I was lost and going the wrong direction, but on the right street. It matters that you go in the right direction. You know why, sweetheart? Because there are two kinds of people. One, there are people who are waiting for you. See, it was really important that I got turned around and went the right way. Why? Because a whole audience full of people was going to need to hear what I was supposed to sing and what I was supposed to say. And the longer I stayed lost, the longer they did too. Somebody needs your gift. Somebody is waiting on you. Somebody can't really get themselves together without you. Isn't that profound? There's somebody who needs you. I'm talking to you. I know, because it's easy. You know what it's easy to do? It's easy to put it off on somebody else. It's easy to say, well, they need you because you're on the TV or you're on the radio. Or they need them because they're a teacher. Or they need him because he's a chief or a councilman. Or they need her because she's doing this great thing or that great thing. No, they need you. They need your gifts. God is not frivolous. You know that? When he gives gifts away, he also gives assignment. God is so good and so kind that he doesn't just give gifts, he also gives assignments. See, your gift is for something. Your gift makes room for you and brings you before great people. It also opens doors and opportunities for you. And not just for you. The people that were waiting on me, the people that were waiting at the end of that venue while I was off being lost somewhere, yeah, on the right street, but going the wrong direction, right? Yeah, see, I just tell the dumb stuff I do. Other people act like they don't do nothing dumb, but I do, and I just tell it. But I think that's why Creator likes me so much, is that I bring him amusement and merriment as well. But I think what happens is that we forget that our gift is not just for us. I don't listen to me sing. I don't. Now, sometimes I do preach to myself. I do motivationally speak to myself sometimes. But I do not have, I mean, really, your gift is always for somebody else. It's for somebody else to be encouraged, somebody else to be educated, somebody else to be uplifted, somebody else to be helped, somebody else to be comforted, somebody else to be blessed. So that gift that you have, the longer you're going in the wrong direction, the people who are waiting on you and your gift are going without. If I'd have never showed up at that venue that night because I'd have just stayed lost going in the wrong direction on the right road, there's a whole audience full of people who wouldn't have learned or grown or heard or whatever they were supposed to do from what I was supposed to bring to that place. So a really important reason why you need to go in the right direction with the gifts and talents and on the path that Creator has given you is because you have an assignment. You have something to do. Every person is given something to do that shows how great Creator is. Every person. All of us. Everyone. Every person is given something to do that can make this world, the world around them, the community they live in, their family, their tribe, their nation, their state, their country, their place of business, their house, their friends, their circle, a better place. And if you're going in the wrong direction, guess where you're not? With the folks that are waiting on you. Somebody needs what you know. Somebody needs what you have to say. Somebody needs to see what you can do. Somebody needs you. But there's another group of people. First group is the people who are waiting on you and your gift to get there. That's why you need to turn around and go in the right direction. But there are people who are following. And I don't mean that in a crazy stalker weirdo way. I mean there are people who are watching your life and following after you. Now, those of you who are parents or grandparents or older siblings, or perhaps you're a leader in your community or maybe a school teacher, it's very obvious sometimes that people are following you, but somebody's following everybody. Someone is following your life. Someone is watching where you go. Somebody will follow you there. This hit home for me because I was at an award ceremony and I was nominated for a very important award, and I was on the red carpet and the paparazzi was taking my picture and I had makeup and my hair was fixed and everything was just lovely. And I noticed security out of the corner of my eye, and I do have really awesome security, and you know, that's good. No scrubs. But I have awesome security. And I know security was kind of, you know, usually I don't even know what happens because they're so good at what they do. Usually they just manage things and I never even know it happened. But I saw it out of the corner of my eye. And it was a lady trying to get my attention, a native lady. And she was just like, honey Dawn, Dr. Dawn. And I thought, well, my goodness, what's happening here? I mean, this is the red carpet. People are taking pictures. People are, you know. And I said, that's all right. What does she want? And she came to the velvet rope barrier. And she pointed at her daughter, beautiful Aboriginal girl. And she said, she was you for Halloween. And it hit me right then and there. I mean, it was a joyous occasion. I was all dressed up. It was really lovely. But somebody is watching your life. Somebody is deciding how to live theirs by watching you live yours. And see, sometimes for folks like me, because I'm on TV and on the radio and even the modeling that I do and everything, I don't always see the audience. I don't always know who's watching. I mean, you know, if I read the news, I read it to a camera and a studio full of people, or I'm on the street with my microphone and the press bus, and or if I'm on my radio show, I'm in the studio. I don't really always know. Even with music, you're in the studio. You don't always know. So you don't always know who's watching your life, you know. I don't know until something like that happens. So here I am on the red carpet at an awards ceremony, having a lovely time, having a wonderful time, all dressed up, everything wonderful, beautiful jewelry, beautiful hair, beautiful dress. The paparazzi is taking all these pictures. And this little woman is jumping up and down and trying to get my attention with all her heart. I mean, she wants to know what's happening. She wants to get my attention. And she's hollering. And she's waving her arms. And she's trying to get me to pay attention to her. And security, of course, is like, what is happening? You know. And I say, fine. You know, what is it? And when she comes up to that velvet rope, she says, she was you for Halloween. And there's this little bitty girl. You know, this little girl, this little beautiful Aboriginal girl. And she was me for Halloween. And I stood there with all my makeup and my hair. And I don't usually wear makeup, y'all know that. And I was having this beautiful time. And all of a sudden, tears were coming down my face because I realized I was just so overcome. It mattered so much to me. I'm not recommending that y'all be just like me. No. But I'm saying it was humbling that she would want to be. So why do you have to turn around and go the right direction? If you're on the right path and going the wrong direction, why does it matter what direction you go in? Because, my loves, somebody is watching your life. Somebody is following you on the path that you're on. Sometimes you wonder why you're called to go through certain things. Why it's always you that's got to stand up and do the right thing or be bold and brave and courageous or right or whatever. You know why? Because you can. But also because somebody else needs you to be. Somebody else is paying attention to you. Somebody else is watching your life. Somebody else is following you. So I turned around and went in the right direction. And I ended up at the venue, and I sang, and I spoke, and I had a beyond beautiful time. And so I just want you to know how much I love you, how much I believe in you, how much I believe in the gifts and talents that are in you. If you're on a good path and going in the right direction, well, good. That is beautiful. Stay the course. Fight the good fight of faith. I believe in you and what you're doing. But let's say you're not. Let's say you just ain't quite there yet. You're, you know, I still believe in you. I still believe in you. Fight the good fight of faith. I still believe in you. I believe in you and what you can do. I believe that you are a marvelous, glorious creature, and that you are a brave and courageous person. I believe that you have beauty and sacredness on the inside of you. I believe you have gifts and talents that the world needs. I believe you are an important and valuable soul. I believe you matter. I believe that about you. So, pause and calmly think about that. And learn something, my darling, from me being lost and getting found. I love you, and Creator does too.
Come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray all. They pray all. Ain't never look back once the world forgave you. And save her. Better believe they get on their knees. They pray all. They pray all. And never look back once the world forgets.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.